With South Australia's election fast approaching, candidates have emerged across the state. In regional electorates, independent candidates like new contender for Hammond, Lucas Hope, and veteran MP for Stewart, Jeff Brock, showcase the importance of understanding and centering local issues. Emeritus Professor Clement McIntyre says SA may see a shift in voting preference due to dissatisfaction with the major parties. The Wire's Sam Giorgio has the story.
Regional electorates face unique issues difficult to fix without a community-oriented mind. Both candidates share similar issues within their communities. MP Jeff Brock says health has been at the forefront.
Health is always a big issue, no matter whether you're in the more populated area of Port Pirie and Gladstone and Lawra and things like that, and Peterborough in particular. But then as you go further north, most of that stuff up there is covered by the Royal Flying Doctor Service with various medical clinics, especially at William Creek, which is probably about 600 kilometres away from Port Pirie. The other thing is that the big issue about communication, specifically as you get further north, most of the people up there don't have the normal mobile service and they've got to use the Starlink. And the biggest area up that way there is the condition of the roads, mainly and especially on the Birdsville track and also the Strzelecki track. Most of the roads north of Maree, unsealed roads, and with the torrential rain, which is great for the communities up there in the last 2 years in particular, that's caused damage to those roads.
With previous experience as a residential youth worker and a correctional officer, Mr. Hope is shaping policies to fix important issues in his electorate.
So there's a few policies that I'm focusing my attention on. I'm really keen to get the Murraybridge Soldiers Memorial Hospital upgraded. The growth projection, we're looking at 35 to 40,000 people in the next 10 years. So I'm really eager to get that hospital upgraded. Some other key areas that I'm focusing on, ranging from getting paid paramedics at Manham. We don't have paid paramedics at Manham. They're all volunteer-based, as well as getting slow vehicle turnout lanes at Strathalbyn. My main policy and my main driver, which brought me to becoming an independent, is to have fixed line phones put into state care homes.
A recurring challenge for Jeff Brock has been boundary changes.
This is my sixth election coming up. Then I've had boundary changes every election. And the last time in 2022, my old electorate, which was Frome, was changed and dramatically changed. And so my hometown, Port Pirie, came out of that and went into the new Stewart. And that's why I still feel as though I've got something to offer the community, so regional South Australia in particular. So I had another shot at it. So I went into a complete new foreign, in the way of boundaries, about 95% different than I hadn't been in.
Professor McIntyre says regional independents like Mr. Brock, who represent large and changing electorates, face a new set of challenges.
So boundary changes do affect the capacity of representation in the sense that clearly the bigger the physical size of the electorate, the harder it is to get around and meet all of those communities. But at the same time, MPs often try and work to build relationships with particular groups of people in small towns, in rural areas especially.
Mr. Brock says maintaining strong connections with regional communities means spending much of his time travelling across the electorate.
Look, one of the things that's been my philosophy is to communicate, and not only by phone, but I'm not a great lover of these Zoom meetings, I'm sorry to say. One of the things I do over 100,000 kilometres a year, nothing like the federal member for Grey, which is 95% of the state, but certainly I try to get to these little communities as much as I can. Every location is different, so it's good to be able to actually see those people face-to-face, talk to them one-on-one, and also you get to understand some of their challenges, and also you learn from them in what we as politicians, as members of parliament, should be doing, and that's connecting with people as much as we can.
Professor McIntyre says independents are more appealing now because of Australians' dissatisfaction with major parties.
I think there is evidence, if we look at polling across the rest of Australia, that voters expressing a degree of dissatisfaction with the major parties. I think that's just reflecting the volatility of politics at the moment, and the sense amongst some voters that the major parties have not been delivering the sorts of results that voters are looking for. And there is a renewed appeal in the possibility of independents or minor parties winning seats, holding the balance of power and keeping governments more in check. We should add to that that there is a degree of internal disruption inside the Liberal Party in South Australia. And that's, I think, added to some frustration that one-time Liberal voters are feeling, and they are turning with more interest to the alternatives. And one of those is One Nations, but of course the others are some of the independents who are positioning themselves to benefit from that frustration.
Lucas Hope says independents focus more on community needs.
Minor parties and more so independents don't need to toe a party line. So they can dedicate all their resources to their local community rather than having to go to party events in Adelaide. I've seen politicians spend a lot of time outside their electorate just to appease their party. My goal, is, if I am elected in the seat of Hammond, is to dedicate my time towards the electorate.
Independent candidate Lucas Hope ending that report with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.